As a candidate, Senator Barack Obama campaigned for the presidency, pledging to reform the failing U.S. healthcare system. Now, 6 months into his administration, President Obama is pushing Congress to pass initial reform bills before the summer recess begins on August 8th. However, Republicans, conservative Democrats in both the House and Senate, as well as health care and insurance industry lobbyists, have called for more time to debate the final shape of legislation and how funds will be raised to pay the $1 trillion costs of the leading plans. Bills passed in the House maintain the primary role of private insurance companies, require all individuals to purchase health insurance, and all employers to provide it. The poor would get subsidies to buy health coverage, and insurance companies would be prevented from denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions. President Obama and Democratic leaders support adding a public health insurance option to compete with private insurance providers. Early on, congressional leaders took the single-payer option for revamping the U.S. healthcare system out of the debate, removing a model that has succeeded in cutting costs in most other industrialized nations around the world. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Dr. Mary O'Brien, a member of the faculty at Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons in New York City. O'Brien, a spokesperson with the group Physicians for a National Health Program, takes a critical look at the health care reform legislation now being debated by Congress.
Well, single payer is still being largely excluded from the discussion, despite the fact that the majority of Americans in surveys support a publicly funded single payer program and understand that it's the most cost-effective way to provide health care. It's still not being looked at seriously by the Senate Finance Committee, but it is being looked at a little bit more in Congress. Representative Weiner is adding on a H.R. 676, which is the bill that John Conyers has proposed for single-payer, adding it on to the House Tri-Committee bill. It's unlikely that it will pass, but at least it brings up the issue that single-payer really needs a fair hearing.
Dr. O'Brien, maybe you can assess for our listeners the broad outlines of what's being proposed by these various congressional committees, mostly keeping private insurance intact but adding on a so-called public option. The costs look to be about $1 trillion over 10 years. What do you think of these plans that are being hammered out in these various committees?
I don't think they're true health care reform. I think that the Congress has really caved into the power of the private insurance companies. We know that the private insurance companies consume about 30% of every healthcare dollar. So to really look at providing healthcare reform while still keeping them in the picture is going to continue to expand healthcare costs. One of the suggestions that was looked at as a compromise was this issue of the public option, which initially was going to be a public program which would be analogous to Medicare in that it would be funded progressively through taxes, it would be open to anyone, it would be big enough that it would be able to negotiate for better drug prices, things like that, and it could probably honestly compete with the private insurance companies. However, it's really been somewhat eviscerated, and what's being proposed is not entirely clear at this point, but would be quite limited and would be more like private insurance companies. People would have to pay a premium for it. The public option would run similarly to private insurance companies. Americans would not have free choice of deciding on either keeping their employer-based insurance or moving to the public option. In general, if they have employer-based insurance, they would not be eligible for the public option. So almost from the beginning, there's been, to my mind, much too much compromise and not enough look at the final prize. It seems to me that the Congress has not yet defined what do they actually want for health care. Do they believe that all Americans have the right to health care and that we should develop a program that will give all Americans comprehensive health care, which would move us in a very different direction from where we're going now? Or do they believe that the status quo of healthcare being considered a commodity, like buying a TV or a car, that if you can afford it, you'll get it? That seems to me more of what's happening now. I don't see the current plans saving us much money, I think we're going to continue to have unsustainable health care costs. I think many more people will be put onto public programs like Medicaid, which are increasingly unsustainable for the states, which are suffering enormously from the drop in revenues and the increased number of people on public insurance. So I think basically we're not getting what we need in health care reform. And the concern is that this is such a great opportunity, and it comes at such an important economic moment that if we don't get a good plan now, it may be quite a while before we have the option to do this again.
What is it that you and the Physicians for a National Health Program are advocating to do right now? Are you hoping that a plan, any plan, even a flawed plan, will pass Congress and then exert pressure to improve it later? Or would it be better to allow Obama's efforts this year to fail and start over again next year?
Yeah, it's a very tough question. We would like to see a single payer plan pass, and what we think would be one of the strongest arguments for that would be to ask the Congressional Budget Office at this point, okay, these plans have been proposed, please analyze them from the perspective not only of their cost to the federal government, but to their total costs and to their prospects for cost control in the future. And then let's look at what we have on the table. Let's look at single payer. Let's look at the proposals proposed by Congress in the Senate and in the House and say, all right, which is most reasonable, which makes most sense? We don't want to delay health care reform, but we don't want to have a health care reform that's just going to make the system worse and allow more people to go medically bankrupt or be uninsured. There's a demonstration planned on July 30th in Washington, which is Medicare's 45th anniversary, to encourage people to pass Medicare for All, and we hope to get a good turnout for that. So I would ask everyone to be active in pushing for the kind of health care reform that's going to be meaningful to all of us.
That was Dr. Mary O'Brien, a spokesperson with Physicians for a National Health Program. Contact the group by calling area code 312-782-6006 or visit their website at pnhp.org.